This is Tell Me Your Story. I am Richard Dugan. I thank you very much for joining us on the program today. Every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m., we come your way live and direct from the Central Coast Studios in Santa Barbara, California. It's a great day. There are people milling about Main Street, which is actually State Street here in Santa Barbara, having a great time enjoying the weather. I hope the weather is wonderful where you are. We also stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com. Just go there, click on the giant link that I've placed up there on the right-hand side at the top of the page, and you'll be able to listen to the program on your computer. I understand they may one day have it set up to where you'll be able to listen to live feeds off the internet in your car. That's coming, I guarantee you. Today is a good day to take a look and reflect on where we're going in this world and in this life. And we've had on this program in the past people who are involved in a lot of different endeavors. As a matter of fact, just a few weeks back, you may recall, we had a conversation with a gal who has an organization she co-founded, basically moving towards peace. They're basically in the process of giving peace a deadline. And now we're going to be talking about another movement, if you will. It is actually called Moving Towards Peace. My guest is the founder, Christopher Lohman. I want to welcome you to our program.
Thank you, Richard. It's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation to join you on the show.
Now, I was rather intrigued by the idea just because we're all looking for a different way of living and a more peaceful, a more serene way. And we can certainly go through a list of the events in the news, even just in the last few moments that we heard, of all of the different things that are happening around the world.
Sure.
Conflicts between nations, between countries, peoples, between individuals and neighborhoods, between institutions, governmental, religious, etc. And so we're all talking about, we all want peace. And so tell us how the movement that you have going called movingtowardspeace.com, by the way, folks. How it got started. Why did you start something like this?
Oh, that is a really, really big question. It's a call I've heard for a while, actually. It probably started 10 years ago when I first got interested in what you would call alternative medicine. And actually, I think it would be good just to clarify the term peace, because it's bandied.
Yeah. What is your definition?
Yeah. What is my definition of peace?
Oh, and we also should state, too, you said this started 10 years ago. You're only 31 years old.
Right. That's true. Yeah. When I was still
ahead.
In college.
Definition of peace.
So definition of peace. I mean, everybody's got one. And it's really interesting for me to see that peace, for some reason, is always associated with politics. People are looking to political solutions for peace. And I really don't come at it that way. I have always thought that peace is an inner state, something that's on the inside. In other words, there's psychological and emotional peace.
Mm-hmm.
So really, when I'm talking about peace, I'm talking about an inner state of calm where there's no reaction to, let's see, what's a good way to put it? Maybe outside circumstances.
Okay. So rather than reacting to those outside sources, you
right.
act based upon your inner calm, inner peace, your inner principles, character,
inner principles,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
okay.
It's an inner state.
10 years ago, this started. What was it? What was the catalyst that that generated the call, if you will? How did that come about? What was it? A particular event?
Yeah, there was an event actually. I was a senior at New York University, and I was on a very traditional path. I had a very high GPA. I was a philosophy major. Main reason was because it's a good degree to get into law school, and that's what I was interested in at the time, becoming a lawyer. So had this high GPA. I was at NYU. Had a summer internship lineup my senior year of college to work at a law firm. Looked like I was going to apply to NYU's law school, which is high ranked. And then something happened. I went out to London, England, and had a session with an Ayurvedic doctor. And that was really the event that just turned my entire world around. Because
why did you go to the doctor?
Oh, my dad set it up, actually. Mm-hmm. His client was the owner of this facility that housed all these different alternative medical practitioners. And yeah, so he set me up to have a session with this Ayurvedic doctor. So he did it. I had mm-hmm. no interest in the subject. I didn't know what I was getting into. But I can tell you that after the session, I had a very strong realization. And this was at age 20, 19, 20, something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know? I realized that everything that we'd want from the outside world, peace, happiness, security, love, power, all of those things can be derived on the inside. And more to the point, that those things are our true nature. And I realized after that session that there are certain aspects inside of us, certain blockages that prevent that true nature from coming forth, right? Mm-hmm. And that these tools like Ayurvedic medicine, and there are many others, are tools to clean inner dirt, that clean the blockages that prevent us from being who we truly are. So I think that's actually the better definition of what I mean by peace, getting to that truth of who we are.
Okay. We're going to talk more about that as we continue here on the program. I'm Richard Dugan. Christopher Lohman, who is the founder of Moving Toward Peace, that's Moving Towards Peace, and there is a .com at the end if you want to go to the website and sign up for the newsletter. It's a social enterprise dedicated to the enhancement of global consciousness and quality of life, which is really what we're about here at Tell Me Your Story, trying to provide people new paradigms for a new world and giving them choices and knowledge of those choices to help change their world and help fulfill their dreams, make their dreams come true. So we're going to continue talking with Christopher and taking your calls. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll give that number out after the break. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story.
Are addictions ruining your life? Have you lost hope and long to discover help for a brighter tomorrow? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Summer barbecues out on the lawn, evening jazz and classical concerts, melodramas, City College adult education classes, fine restaurant dining with complimentary wine, and this is just a short list of a lifestyle full of vitality you can experience at Vista Del Monte Retirement Community. Hi, I'm Peggy Buchanan, Director of Fitness and Aquatics, inviting you to come and experience even more vitality in our state-of-the-art Fitness and Aquatic Center located right in the middle of our beautifully landscaped community. Walk out your back door and jump in our shallow, warm water indoor pool, or build your endurance and improve your balance and mobility in our strength training and conditioning room. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is happy to give you a personal tour and answer any questions you may have about affordable retirement living in Santa Barbara. In fact, mention this ad and receive a free month when you join the Fitness and Aquatic Center, and keep us in mind if you ever need aquatic physical therapy. For more information, call 687-0793. Hope to hear from you soon.
During the current heat wave, Southern California Edison reminds you of the value of conservation. One reason to conserve is that it saves you money, sometimes a significant amount because of the state's tiered rate system. But the most important reason conservation is valuable on days like today is that every kilowatt you save becomes a kilowatt in reserve that we could use to keep your lights on if a power emergency occurs, the temporary loss of a power plant or of a transmission line. So Edison urges you to conserve, especially during today's peak afternoon hours.
Keeping all that fear inside. I understand how trouble haunts you. It haunts me too. Yes, and I do know how you feel. Oh, come on, walk with me. Talk with me.
Tell me your story. New paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our number here is 805-564-1290, 805-564-1290. If you're listening on the internet, streaming live at richarddugan.com, you can call us at 866-564-1290, 866-564-1290. Love to hear from you, and you can certainly send us an email, richard@richarddugan.com, richarddugan.com. And please let us know that you're listening and what programs you're really enjoying. You can also go to the website and listen to the archives that we have available up on the website. This program actually will be available 10, 15 minutes after the program's over for you to listen to and download and share with your friends and family and whoever you might feel could use some of this information from Christopher Lohman, who is the founder of movingtowardspeace.com. And there's a newsletter link at that website where people can sign up and find out what's going on. Now, we jumped in, and you have basically been involved with, you created it and have been moving forward with this since the catalytic, if you will, catalytic move event back in your late teens, early 20s with this Ayurvedic doctor in London.
Right.
Can you share with us a little bit of what happened in that meeting?
Well, it wasn't a meeting. It was a session, an actual okay. treatment by this Ayurvedic doctor. And I don't remember much. I mean, it was a while ago, but I just remember the end result and that profound, very deep realization that happiness, peace, security, love, power, those are all things that are already contained inside of us. And that really to quote unquote, get at those things, it's a process of removing everything that stands in the way. And for me, those are what the Hindus refer to as samskaras or vasanas, tendencies, scars from the past, mm-hmm. Inner blockages, psychological, emotional turmoil, those things that prevent our true nature from shining forth.
Mm. Now, you had this session that your father set up. Did he, I mean, have you, I would assume you've spoken with him since that event. Did you question him at all after the event had happened as to why did you send him to me? Because this is where I'm at now.
Right. No, not at all. That realization was so strong that I went back to New York where I'm from, and I knew that I needed to continue on with that kind of work. And I tried to find the number of an Ayurvedic doctor, and I didn't find one, but I found somebody else who does a similar kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And got involved with that. It's called Jinshin Jitsu. Similar in principle, different in application.
Okay.
And what happened was my GPA slipped. Like I said, it was very high, almost a 4.0, and went down. I think I graduated with just below a 3 or something like that. Lost all interest in law school and really have just since followed this very kind of unusual lifestyle and path, kind of bohemian, just jumping from job to job. And really, if you could boil it down, my process for the past 10 years has really been about learning and also about my own cleansing.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about your relationship with your father. Today?
Well, it's not the same as it was because I think, you know, he's since passed on.
Okay, right. But I mean, in terms of your relationship before he passed on,
yeah.
Between the time you had that he set up that appointment for
right,
you,
right.
How was that? I mean, were you too close before or after?
Not really. There was some distance there for certain. And maybe you're asking it because a parent might say, what is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it seems awfully odd that a parent would,
yeah.
I mean, you were an adult
yeah.
at the time that he made this appointment for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What was, I guess the other thing too was, what was going on with you that he felt that you needed to go to London to this Ayurvedic doctor?
That's a great, great question. I think my answer has to be there was bigger stuff going on.
Okay.
You know, it was by a different kind of appointment.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at
Maybe
that.
Maybe it was a divine appointment.
Well, I couldn't argue with you there.
Yeah.
I couldn't argue with you there. Yeah. I've had a few of those.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
Who hasn't?
With,
yeah. Who
especially
hasn't?
Not necessarily with medical doctors or practitioners of the healing arts per se, but
yeah.
just individuals. You
exactly.
You go through your life, you turn yeah. down a road and you run into somebody. It's like,
yeah.
boom, wow, okay.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, this afternoon, my wife and I were driving around. We pulled into this one parking lot of a fast food restaurant and, we got out of the car, we went in and we took care of our business, came back out, and this elderly couple was walking by the car, and they were, and I looked at him, and he looked back at me and turned away, and then he looked back at me. It gave me like a double, triple, quadruple take. And it was finally, I know this guy, and he's a former guest on the program.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the fifth dimension. So I call him Mr. Fifth Dimension.
Okay.
but he has had a rather profound impact just in terms of my thinking processes.
Yeah, yeah.
Been a very fascinating. So yeah, yeah. we all have those sort of
yeah.
divine intervenings, if you will.
Something like that. Maya Angelou calls them lights on the path.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
You just never know who you're going to meet
exactly.
and what's going to happen. Let's talk a little bit about movingtowardspeace.com.
Sure. Yeah,
let's talk about the movement. Now, it started 10 years ago, the catalyst.
Yeah, that was really the seed.
Okay.
And I should say that when I named this business, if you can call it that, Moving Towards Peace, mm-hmm. people were like, oh my gosh, don't do that. First of all, it's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it's got the word peace in it. And, you know, that has all kinds of connotations.
That word is
associated
really
with it, you
yeah.
know, like 60s, mm-hmm. hippies, And I understand that, but nevertheless, mm-hmm. it was a very strong impulse to name the company that, and I'll tell you the reason why. And it has to do more with my general philosophical sense of what this time is about. I believe this time is a time of moving towards peace. Like what happened in my own life over the past 10 years, I think is going on all over the world. People are starting to change. First of all, realize that the status quo mm-hmm. isn't really getting us to where we want to be.
I know.
And so what's needed right now is change and work. And I believe the work, that part of it is on the outside, you know, the structures and the institutions. I would say that's maybe 30% of what needs to be done. The remainder is what I went through, I think, the internal kind of work, getting yourself right in the character, doing the psychological work and the emotional work, the inner cleansing mm-hmm. to help us move towards peace, because indeed that is where we're going.
Right, let's
like
talk.
It or not.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've talked about, especially in, and we talked about this a little bit before a few days ago when we were chatting on the phone about discussions about 2012. And of course, there's a movie that's coming out in November on this whole thing that's going to generate a lot of fear.
Right.
And yet the people we've had on this program over the last year or so talking about 2012 are saying, there isn't going to be a cataclysmic event on the 21st of December, 2012.
Right.
The event has already started, and it's a gradual progressive spinning up and then spinning down. I mean, we're always going through cycles constantly.
Absolutely.
The biggest difference between this one and the others of the last, thousands of years is that this particular event is culminating not only in a 5,200 year cycle, mm-hmm. but also that larger cycle of 26,000 years.
Correct.
So I've heard. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen. And quite honestly, I only have a belief in an afterlife. Yeah. I don't know, but I have that inner peace, if you will, that there is something else.
Yeah.
So if the Earth splits in half and it turns into dust in the atmosphere, guess what happens to us? We get to go on to the next level.
True enough. You know? Yeah.
I mean, this isn't the end.
I really don't think so. Yeah, I've heard a lot of chatter about 2012 myself, and I certainly don't have any kind of sense it's the end of the world, probably the opposite, the beginning of something.
Something phenomenal.
And all I really know is the major astronomical alignment.
Yeah.
And what that means. I mean, the galactic center, which is the center of our solar system, basically what the sun is to the Earth, the galactic center is to the entire solar system, is going to be in direct conjunction with the sun and the Earth. So basically what's going to occur on that date and time is the galactic center is going to be pushing the sun's energy on the Earth full force, because it's going to be at a 90-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
So really the way I interpret that is there's just going to be an incredible blanket of healing energy on the planet. And it's, I mean, like you say, it's already occurring, but that seems to be the apex, and that means nothing but good things. It means bad things if you're toxic. Right? It's like the spin-dry cycle is coming. We're in a furious cycle of cleaning.
Like
we're in a furious cycle of cleaning. And those who are into that kind of thing, like most of your listeners are, mm-hmm. this is a time for celebration. Absolutely. Because the light, truly, literally the light is coming. It's like the sun is rising right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what that event is really about.
And besides, I have plans for 2060. I am planning on celebrating my 100th birthday in that year. And, because I have to outlive my great-grandmother. When she was in her late 80s, early 90s, talking with the family about that. And saying, but she's making it really hard to outlive her.
Yeah.
And that was okay.
What
is the work, as you describe it, of moving towards peace?
Well, that's a good question. So over these past 10 years, I've dipped and dabbled in various, I always fight for a term, but the easiest one is these healing arts. And I've really come up with three that I find to be most effective, have the greatest ability to affect change. So the business idea is really about offering these tools in a very accessible way to people. And a few years ago, this kind of thing would have been laughed at. It's very interesting to see that now, halfway through 2009, I talk about this with people, and it's like, wow, interesting, sign me up. You know, that sounds mm-hmm. kind of cool. And it really, it's testimony to this larger movement that's going on.
Okay. Tell me about the larger movement that's happening.
Well, like I say, you know, there's this movement right now which is being guided by, I think, you know, much higher astrological forces that are just pushing humankind mm-hmm. forward, you know, okay. to clean our act up here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And so really these tools, you know, the healing arts are really coming in vogue again. I mean, we see it, look how mainstream yoga is and look how shunned it was 30 or 40 years ago. Yeah. You know, it's like status quo right now. That's a really good sign. I mean, I think yoga has been kind of filtered down quite a bit, but nevertheless, it's a very telling sign.
Yeah.
And these ancient healing arts are very much coming into vogue right now because we're being given the tools we need to move forward.
I met a gentleman just yesterday, and we were chatting about his father and his father's condition and so forth and so on. And he ran down this litany of things that they were doing for him, Chinese herbs and Reiki and da da da. And of course, Reiki stood out to me because my wife and I are both Reiki masters.
Right.
And I said, "Well, who's sending him Reiki?" He says, "Well, I am, and my sister."
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and of course, every time I turn around, I run into somebody who has had that or some other mm-hmm. type of energy work
exactly.
training.
Yeah, got it.
So absolutely, it's and he's older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the gentleman right. I was talking with was older
yeah.
than I am. I'm going,
yeah.
wow,
yeah.
you know, but it's wonderful to see because the more of us, if you will, that are going in that direction, again,
yeah.
that as you say, that larger movement, it just keeps growing and moving and changing
yeah.
and shifting.
There's no stopping it.
Yeah. What was it? You can kill the individual, but you can't kill the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And in this instance, you can't kill the movement because it's not possible. Because you can't get a hold of it and
right.
and crush it.
You know, there's this quote that comes to mind, and it's been all over the internet. It's becoming trite, in my opinion. Obama actually used it on the campaign trail. But nevertheless, it is such a profound quote, and there's a passage from it that I'd like to read
mm-hmm.
really quick for anybody who hasn't heard it. And it's from the Hopi elders, a Native American tribe. And this message came from the elders in Arizona. And it ties specifically into what we've been talking about and moving towards peace. And they say, "There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart, and they will suffer greatly. Know the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above the water, see who is in there with you, and celebrate." It's a fantastic message. They're talking exactly about this. You know, that river is this movement towards peace that we've been talking about,
yeah.
and it's moving fast. And those who are stuck in their ways, who are really rigid, who are hanging on to the old paradigm, this is going to be a very scary, difficult time.
Yeah. It is, to me, extremely fascinating to watch, just from my perspective up on the hill above Santa Barbara, sitting up there amongst the trees, as one gentleman likes to call it, on God's little acre, with our animals, and then other animals that are coming into the area. We've had the sighting of a bear. By the way, if you want to see this bear that we have seen, you do not need to come up the hill. You just go to richarddugan.com/bear. I kid you not, I put the pictures up there. One of the other folks that is living up on the hill there took these pictures of the bear. He looks very healthy, which means he's been getting plenty to eat. He's a little scratch on his nose, but we're seeing the creatures move in closer and closer. I mean, we've heard this for years, of course, because the urban sprawl moves out into the wilderness. Well, where are the animals supposed to go?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm noticing is that people aren't reporting it because nothing of real serious nature is happening, and maybe people are beginning to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That we're in their territory.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you expect them not to be where you're living, in one sense? And obviously, if there's a danger, you do what you need to do. But I'm not afraid of this bear. I haven't seen the bear, but I know some techniques for, you know, shooing him away, getting him to move on.
Yeah.
But I also know that I can back away, too.
Yeah.
You know, we had an interesting experience with a skunk. Thank God no spraying. But we had an experience last night with a skunk up on the hill. Well, guess where we are? We're in the wilderness. That's where these animals are.
Yeah.
I think that people in this area in particular, but I think maybe, as you say, this movement as it grows, people's consciousness continues to rise.
Yes.
And they get more in touch with nature. They begin to understand.
Absolutely.
And they begin to fear it less. That's not to say that from a human standpoint, bobcats going through your backyard is not a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying it is.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be careful.
Yeah.
But we don't need to be afraid.
No, absolutely not. It's actually an interesting point you bring up, because this return to nature is very much a symptom of this new time we're moving into. And, you know, we've come out of a time, a very difficult time, where humankind really turned its back on nature.
Yeah.
And has been tinkering with it, trying to control it, which really is as it should be, because, I mean, nothing doesn't happen for a good reason. I mean, the time we evolved out of had to happen to get us where we are now. But what's occurring now is this return to nature and, mm-hmm. you know, bettering our connection with it. I think we've pretty much got the lesson loud and clear, given the state of our natural environment right now, that we can't live without it.
Exactly. If you've just joined us, I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. We're talking with Christopher Lohman, the founder of movingtowardspeace.com. It's a social enterprise. It's dedicated to the enhancement of global consciousness as well as the quality of life. And I'm seeing that that is taking center stage over quantity. I made the comment that I want to live to be 100, you know, celebrating my birthday in 2060.
Yeah.
By the same token, I want to be up and around and moving. And by the way, that's something else that speaking of age, I've heard of a number of people that have made it into the news who were like 111 yeah. and 114 who were dying. And I'm going, wow.
Yeah.
I have to wonder what the centenarian population of the planet is these days.
Right.
Because you hear more of these people who are passing. One gentleman who was like, I think it was Britain's oldest surviving World War I veteran, I think it was,
yeah.
who just passed away at age 114.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what were you doing that kept you living this long?
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that he lived 114 years up and moving around right up until the very end, because that's what I want to do too. but that seems to be something too. As you say, we're getting back to nature.
Yeah.
We're also getting back to taking care of self on a physical level.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. The healing arts that you're involved in.
I mean, there's no distinction between the two.
Yeah.
I mean, they really go hand in hand. You know, nature is inside of us as well, you know?
You have the website, which is movingtowardspeace.com.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a link on that website where people can sign up for a newsletter.
A newsletter,
What's in the newsletter?
The newsletter comes out once a season, and...
How long is a season?
How long is a season?
I mean, is it spring, summer, winter, fall?
Exactly,
okay,
once a
all
season.
Right. Yeah, there's four times
it.
A year then, all right.
I was like, oh my gosh, did I just say something not so smart?
No.
Yeah, so it comes out once a season, and...
you could have said it once every 3 moons, and I would have understood that.
And there's a little bit of philosophy in it, talking about where we are right now. For instance, the last one that just came out for the summer, we talked about all this revolution that's going on the planet, you know, like the revolution that was occurring in Iran, or at least the protest. I was calling it a revolution. I guess that's maybe embellishing a little bit, but just the protests. And there mm-hmm. just seems to be a lot of it going on right now. People who are just saying no to the status quo and to tyranny and to anything that's really authoritative and punitive. There seems to be this uprising against it. And I was talking a little bit about that. And what's very interesting to me is the role of technology right now, how we have tools like Twitter and Facebook, which are, and iPhones, which are giving voices to millions and millions and millions of people. And I find that such an incredible trend. So we talk about things like that, and then what the company is up to. And that's pretty much it.
What is the company up to?
Right now, we're still pretty much in idea phase, you know, seeking funding to get mm-hmm. things going. So just, you know, taking baby steps, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big thing we have coming up is work in Rwanda, Africa. We were invited by a local nonprofit organization called the Grace Process International, and they invited me specifically to travel to Rwanda to provide the holistic healthcare to the orphan genocide survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited about this because, first of all, it's going to be so wonderful for these deserving people. And Well, you asked, what are we up to? That's the big thing. Traveling mm-hmm. to Rwanda in September. And we just need to raise a little bit more money to get out there. And
people can go to the website and get more information and help to support that effort as well.
Yeah, to support that effort. And we really do need the support. This is the third year this trip has, this will be the third year the trip happens. And it's a very much a grassroots movement. And if the cause at all speaks to you, please get in touch with me, not so much through the website, but you probably just email me, allowthenow@gmail.com.
Okay.
Allowthenow@gmail.com. And I can send you a bunch of information on it, a flyer, the overview of programs, and what we're specifically going to be doing on the ground. But we're going to have 2 weeks there to work directly with the orphaned genocide survivors providing holistic health care.
Okay. You had mentioned that you've been living, as you described it, somewhat of a bohemian life the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
going from one job to another and just kind of experiencing.
Pretty much.
It wasn't, I'm trying to make a living here, but I keep going for it. Was, I'm looking for experience here.
Pretty much.
Experiences, I should say.
Yeah, exactly. And as I look back over the past 10 years, I can see how it makes sense. Throughout, I had these two sides. On the one side, it's like you take a look at the normal dish that we're served for life, go to college, get a degree, pursue a career, from that degree, make money, retire, that stuff.
Yeah.
And that seems quote unquote safe, right? And what I've been doing is just jumping from job to job without any kind of real understanding why I'm doing it, other than it just felt right and these opportunities would present themselves. But in hindsight, looking back, like at the DJ music career, quote unquote career, then moving into like the corporate world, these were fantastic educations, which really have prepared me for the work that I'm doing now. And I'm really at the cusp of being able to jump into the moving towards peace work full time.
Mm-hmm. I find it fascinating that people that I'm hearing about are doing those kinds of things more and more. They're saying, you know what? I'm not doing this, whatever it is, anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm going over here and then here and here and here. And they literally throw off the shackles.
Yeah.
And they go. And they don't even look back, nor do they think about what they have. What do you mean you just quit your job and sold your house? And you sold all your possessions and you have nothing?
Yeah.
Except the money that, what are you going to do now? And of course they have a tentative plan. I'm going to go, and this is what they do.
Yeah.
But that's part of what presenting new paradigms to people is about, saying, look, you don't have to wait until your job is dissolved and or your house burns to the ground or is washed away by a hurricane or any of the other myriad of life-changing events. You don't have to wait for those events to happen to change what you're doing if what you're doing now doesn't feel right.
Correct. Yeah, and that's easy to say and hard to do.
Well, we did that back 3 years ago when we moved here. And that was a phenomenal event. I still look back on that and I marvel at almost the inability to generate fear over it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't like I tried standing there and going, why am I not afraid? I need to be afraid because I don't have a job and we're selling the house and moving to a place where we've got nothing going on there just yet and so forth.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is what's happening. And we were in that flow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you've been doing.
Kind of, sort of. And it brings up a bigger issue, actually. And you talked a little bit about, I think you used the term selfhood. If not, I mm-hmm. heard that. And anyways, this time we're in and moving into, this really is about a return to the self. We're moving out of a paradigm or out of a time or a situation where we're always looking outside of ourselves for the answer. We're looking to religion. We're looking to the president. We're looking to the boss. Mm-hmm. Anybody but our self is the expert under the old paradigm. And, that needed to be. But what we're moving into now is more a heart-centered state of living, where we're listening to ourself, mm-hmm. right? It's more a path of inner integrity, and that is so much healthier. And what you were talking about before, I mean, it can really be boiled down to, I mean, if there's one secret for life that is so easy to say and so hard to enact, And that is to listen to your inner knowing, because it always knows the right thing for you to do. And sometimes it may be telling you, if you're in that job, that 9-to-5, that's taking you nowhere, that you know is a dead-end street, it makes you miserable. But you hear this voice inside, there's something else, but then, you know, there's the fear that kicks in. How will I make ends meet and all of that? You know, that inner voice is guiding you absolutely 100% correctly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've gotten weak to it because we're so used to looking outside of ourselves for the answer. But really, this time, you know, is about listening to that inner voice and trusting it. And it's so hard to do.
Yeah, oh, it is. It is, especially when we've been trained, as you say, not to listen to it.
Absolutely.
Listen to all of those other outer voices.
Yeah.
If you'd like to give us a call, number here is 805-564-1290, 805-564-1290, or outside the area if you're listening on the internet, live, streaming at richarddugan.com. Give us a call, 866-564-1290, 866-564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Christopher Lohman, who is the founder of movingtowardspeace.com, is our guest, and we're talking about certainly a lot of different things, but they all come back to this whole concept, this whole idea of the greater movement, but also your other movement, I'll say, of movingtowardspeace.com and eliciting people's involvement, whether it's monetarily or otherwise, to go out, move in their lives towards that sense of peace that we're talking about. Have you ever had any doubts in the past 10 years as to whether or not, did I make a mistake back in 20?
All the time.
Maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe I should have stayed in law school.
Many times.
Okay.
Yeah, because this hasn't been a path of great riches or anything like that. It's been a very edgy path in a way. Mm-hmm. So there have been times when I was thinking, gosh, my goodness, it would have been just really healthy to get that law degree and make good money and this, that, and the other.
What's your name? All right, we're going to go to a caller, and I'm so thankful that Sarah has called. Sarah, thank you for calling. Tell me your story.
Oh, well, it's interesting. I just tuned in, and I was listening to Christopher, and it sounded a lot like the paradigm that I'm going into. I'm born here in Santa Barbara, raised in Santa Barbara, and just this past year quit my company that I started 12 years ago and my marriage of 22 years.
Wow.
All within pretty much the same month without having anything to jump to.
Yeah.
So, but with the purpose of creating a healing retreat up in the mountains for people to come to, and but you know, I go through times where I just, the question that was just posed: do you ever wonder, did you make a big mistake? And I think half the part of my day, I think I made a big mistake, and then the other part of my day, I realized, no, I'm fine, I'm going to make it, and I don't have any money right now, but I have that listening to that intuition. So
wow,
really, you're on the air, kind of mirroring what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All I can say facetiously is, what were you thinking? I congratulate you.
And maybe she wasn't thinking. Maybe she was listening. Was listening, not thinking.
Well, I congratulate you on the choices that you've made for yourself. They are neither right nor wrong. They're your choices. And it sounds like you're moving in a direction that you have felt that you've needed to move in for quite a long time.
Right. And it was in the middle of the night because I was ignoring the voices during the day. So in the middle of the night, that's when it would catch me and pretty much say, wake up, do something.
Yeah. You know, this brings up a really bigger issue, and we haven't spoken about it yet. But if you get into astrology at all, right now we have a major aspect. It's called Pluto in Capricorn. And the last time we were under this aspect was during the time of the American Revolution. Hint, hint. Mm. And I mean, as soon as Pluto went into Capricorn, that was when the whole economic situation tanked. So Pluto is about bringing radical destruction to anything that is not true or is not serving our highest good. So of course, we see it in the motion picture, the outside world. We've seen political scandals. We've seen the banking system go down, you know, on and on and on. But more importantly, it's happening in our own personal lives. You know, marriages, relationships, anything that's not in our highest best interest is going to go like overnight during this time. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. We had a lot of stuff we didn't need, didn't we?
Yeah, for sure.
And I'd have to say that I still have a lot of stuff I don't need. I'm still trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. I was just at the Atlanta gift show where all of these vendors are selling the same stuff that really no one needs over and over, and it was a ghost town. And so I felt bad for them, but at the same time, I also knew, and I could see the fear in their eyes because I have it half out of my day too. Mm-hmm. But I also knew that it's an opportunity too for everyone now to start doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just curious. You quit your job and obviously your marriage. So what are you doing now? What are you doing, Sarah?
I'm paying attention to what feels like needs to come in for myself, mm-hmm. and not for myself, but to serve. It's just that what we've always known we need to do, that we're here to serve.
Yeah.
And so I actually am coming out with something that will be on the market to sell, but it really has to do with something that doesn't exist, and I feel the need for it. And that's, I'm putting that out there. It'll be some yoga pants that didn't exist before that I could feel I wanted and other people were talking about.
Okay. That'll, bless you.
Very neat. I'll keep it excited with very little attachment to whether or not it flies, but just following that instinct.
All right.
Well, I applaud you for the courage.
It's a courageous act.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, because, yeah, that, with the paradigms that we've been living with, most of us want to be safe. And I'm going to raise my hand and say, yeah, I have felt that way on occasion as well. Yep. I just want to be safe. I want to stay stable. But by the same token, I found it interesting in previous jobs that I had back in Phoenix. I was actually laid off 4 times in 1 year. One job I had, the last one in that year, I had for 2 days. But what I found was when I was in one particular job in radio and things began to seem rather calm, I knew change was coming. I knew something was about to happen when things became calm and comfortable and it was warm and fuzzy. Okay, something's going to happen here. And it was actually very exciting.
Yeah, we're supposed to be in the flow. Yeah. And I would just say for anybody listening also, I just think the most amazing gift you can give yourself is to jump in. And I've heard that the universe doesn't really catch you until you jump. In terms of providing the net, it's not there until you jump.
Jump and trust. Jump and trust.
Easier said than done.
Well, Sarah, yeah. I thank you so much for calling and sharing with us. And I hope that you'll keep listening.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Well, very cool. If you'd like to give us a call, our number here is 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. And outside the area, 866-564-1290. That to me is remarkable on the one hand, because everybody is staying right where they are, you know. But at the same time, I think that's the norm. That should be the norm.
Yeah.
That we're constantly moving and shifting and changing.
For sure.
Because you take a look at nature. I mean, even remove all of the global warming stuff that man has done this. Let's just say this is the normal cyclical pattern mm-hmm. of the planet.
Right.
What's the same today that was 100 years ago
right.
or 1,000? It's not.
Right.
The land surface isn't the same. The water isn't the same.
Yep.
The cold areas and the warm areas aren't the same.
Right.
The arid and the green tropical areas aren't the same. It's always changing.
Yeah.
You know.
It is.
And when you get into the flow, you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I was given a book called Who Moved the Cheese, I think was the name of it. It had to do with change. And I read the book because my boss said we were having everybody read the book. And I thought, all right, fine, you know. And after I was done, I says, I don't have a problem with anybody moving the cheese. Just tell me. Just tell me that you can move it anywhere you want. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, so that I won't wonder where it went. You know, I don't have to know where it went. I'm moving the cheese. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. But maybe that's still part of not being able to handle change, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, Christopher, this has been a lot of fun, and we still have some time left on the program if you'd like to give us a call. 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. Outside the area, 866-564-1290. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World.
Have you lost direction in life? Do you constantly worry or give to others but deny your own heart? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
There's nothing like a Woody. The fun and craftsmanship of vintage 1930s and 40s Woodies is not to be missed. Over 80 Woodies will be beautifully displayed on Saturday, August 15th on the lawn at Santa Barbara City College. It's the 9th annual Santa Barbara Woody Club Car Show from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is free with lots of raffle prizes, including a longboard and silent auction proceeds supporting the Unity Shop. During these challenging economic times, more and more people are finding themselves in need. The Unity Shop is supporting self-sufficiency by providing food, clothing, furniture, etc. to over 20,000 qualified low-income clients referred by close to 300 community social service agencies. You can help. Go to unityshop.com and donate. And remember, the Woody Car Show, August 15th at City College. Woodydom for the Unity Shop.
Okay, it's time to play Name That Restaurant. Here are the clues. This mystery restaurant is located in Santa Barbara.
Well, that narrows it down to about 550.
This restaurant has indoor and outdoor seating.
Oh, now you're talking. There are only a couple of hundred restaurants that have outdoor seating.
Give up?
No, I'm looking at nippers.com. There are menus, recipes, the forum, restaurant news, and over 200 restaurant reviews written by professional food journalists.
Check out nippers.com, always serving up all the right answers about Santa Barbara restaurants.
Empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your story.
New paradigms for a new world. This is Richard Dugan along with Christopher Lohman, founder of movingtowardspeace.com. You got that other title in my head during the break. Pay it forward.
Oh.
And I almost said that. But it leads us into what you wanted to share, because as a healing practitioner in Jinshu Jitsu, you are offering treatments, if you will. Let's talk a little bit about that and the concept that you're using, your payment system of pay it forward.
Sure. Yeah. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, for anybody in the Santa Barbara area, not necessarily. I mean, if you're traveling in as well.
Driving through.
If you're driving through, exactly. I offer Jinshin Jitsu. It's an ancient form of Japanese medicine, over 2,000 years old, which was revived in the 20th century. And early in the 20th century, and I'm offering it Tuesdays and Thursdays selectively. It's not for everybody because it is out of my home, so it's not exactly open for the public. But if anybody's interested in it, you can go to jsjinc.net, learn more about it, and then get in touch with me. Talk to me about your situation, and then if it sounds good, then I'd be happy to treat you on what's called the pay it forward model, which means that, number one, you would decide how much the session is worth, knowing two things. Number one, that the reason why you're able to have the session is because the person who came before you has paid for it, and that you would be paying for the next person to have the session. You would not be paying me per se.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
But you also told me you hadn't seen the movie.
I have not seen the movie, no.
It really is extraordinary.
Yeah.
I get a tear in my eye every time I hear the ending music that they play at the end of the movie.
Right.
It's an extraordinary piece really spells very clearly what it means to pay it forward and what the price might be.
Right. I've been involved with this stuff for close to 10 years now.
Yeah.
And I've never liked the traditional transaction pay-to-play model.
Yeah.
It doesn't work with the so-called healing arts.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, it makes it inaccessible because most people charge a lot of money, $65 and above, you know, usually. Yeah. And there's no healthcare coverage. So immediately you've just weeded out, you know, like 60% of the population.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people need this right now. So this is a way that makes it accessible for basically anybody who's interested, right? But it also puts enough pressure on somebody, you know, to give something. So people don't really exploit the system. But if people do, you know, they do. You know, my whole thing is I have a very strong sense of trust. Mm-hmm. There's actually a restaurant called the Seva Cafe, something I'm going to bring to Santa Barbara. We never talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
In India, where it started, they run a restaurant, just dinner, based on this pay it forward model. Started off as an experiment one day a week. They're now open 7 days a week, having to turn people away.
Wow. That's very cool.
So some people,
that's very cool.
Some people will give what they can. You'll get somebody who's more fortunate come in and give you know, enough money that the cafe runs for months, and it could be the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it will be the same thing with my practice.
I think that one of the things that people lose sight of is that they think that there has to be a certain type of an exchange. And the one thing that I've learned is that it isn't that there's a certain type of exchange, but that there is always an exchange and that the universe will always make that happen.
Yeah.
And so if you just get in the flow, and again, you give what you can, you pay forward in your case with these. And for people who are interested, they get a hold of you.
Yeah.
How?
You can. Oh, here we go. Are you ready? You can, first of all, email me, allowthenow@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can give me a ring, 805-699-6511. There's movingtowardspeace.com. There's facebook.com, movingtowardspeace. I'll stop there.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's focus for this particular instance on the phone number, 809-699-6511.
Yeah.
809-699-6511, and people can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Christopher Lohman for a session of Jinchen Jitsu.
Yeah.
That is not easy to say.
It is not easy to say. I choose these things that are hard to say for whatever reason.
Move it. movingtowardspeace.com. As we move towards the end of our program, I want to thank you so much for sharing this hour.
It's been a pleasure.
Again, you can get a hold of Christopher through movingtowardspeace.com. Sign up for the newsletter if you're interested in his sessions of Jinchen Jitsu. 809-699-6511 is the phone number, and you can certainly let him know that you heard about it here on Tell Me Your Story, and I think that would be extraordinary for you to be a part of that process of paying it forward, helping somebody from who's going to be coming after you because someone in front of you helped you to get these sessions.
It's and all about it's extraordinary. Service. All
Absolutely.
About service.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm Richard Dugan, and this has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, as we wrap up our program here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm going to head up the hill and see what's happening with our chickens and all of the other creatures. If you want to see the pictures of the bear, once again, richarddugan.com/bear. And you can take a look at the bear that was up on the hill. It may still even be up there. I hear he's eating the plums out of the trees of one of our neighbors and has been for the last few weeks. And so that means he's eating well. Hope you'll join us again every Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Send me an email at richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com. Love to hear from you. Let us know what you are thinking and feeling and where you're going. And like Sarah, maybe you've made some monumental choices that have taken you into finally the direction that you know you should be going. Let us know about that too. Until next Saturday, I'm Richard Dugan for Tell Me Your Story, bringing you new paradigms for a new world, choices, and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next Saturday, love to Lal.